5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Blue Suede Connection, everybody. I'm Dan.
I'm TL.
TL, that was Words.
I know, great song.
Originally recorded by the Bee Gees in 1968, it was number one in Canada, Germany, and in Switzerland.
Amen.
And of course, that was a 1970 version by our man, Mr. Elvis Aaron Presley.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there's lots of favorites today on Blue Suede Connection. It's Covers Day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we're going to wrap our minds about all these great songs that Elvis covered of other artists and made it his own.
Okay.
You know, the Bee Gees version of Words was a lot different sounding than Elvis's version.
Right, right.
And we're going to tackle all the greats today, from Neil Diamond to Little Richard to, you know, Tom Jones, everybody. They're all going to be heard, only not them. They're going to be heard the Elvis version.
There we go. Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
The first time Robert Plant ever heard Elvis Presley and how it affected him, you're going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Three songs Elvis fans wish that Elvis had recorded. Now, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Because often you and I will hear a song, and we'll talk to each other. I wonder what it would have sounded like if Elvis had done that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we're going to explore a little bit of that today. And TL's going to be the master in charge of all of that.
Nice.
All right. Now, we're going to get into Tony Joe White first.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis recorded a couple of his songs, and of course, his biggest is he's well known for Poke Salad. So that's what we're going to kick it off with. But just a little bit about him. He was born on July 23rd, 1943. He left this planet on October 24th in 2018.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He was nicknamed the Swamp Fox.
The Swamp Fox?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what else he wrote? I didn't know this. He wrote Rainy Night in Georgia.
Did he really?
That was his stuff right
there.
Oh,
I love that song.
Recorded by many people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
wow.
A good one. Well, he did a couple, and Elvis liked them, and Elvis recorded them. So let's hear from Tony Joe White, and then we'll hear from the man.
He said, you know, it feels like I wrote Poke Salad and I said, well, the way you sang it, man, it sounded like you did. Because he really got out on a 10 on stage.
Yeah, the story so that you'll understand what I'm talking about.
A two, three, four, four. A two, three, 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 four. Double the river, the right bank horse. Double the river, the right. A two, three, four, four. A two, three, four. A two, three, four.
Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama Thank you.
But like I said, he was always treating me good, and I wish he could have stuck around a lot longer. I really thought he could have sung good until he was a real old man, you know?
Tony Joe White, recorded by Elvis Presley.
Yeah, very nice.
That was a rockin' poke salad, wasn't it?
Oh, man, I tell you.
All right, baby, on to the next guy. Born December 5th, 1932 in Macon, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
He was known the world over as the architect of rock and roll.
Oh, I know who this is.
He knew how to write them, and he knew how to sing them, and Elvis recognized that and said, I want to sing them too.
Nice.
We're talking about Little Richard.
All Black Records, which was called Race Records at the time, was played on Black stations only. And when I did Tutti Frutti, Elvis Presley started doing it, which when I came out, on the record scene, the Elvis Presley was not out. In 51, I recorded for RCA Victor before Elvis Presley. I praised him for it. He and Elvis Presley, I thanked them for it at least. Not praised them, I thanked them for it. Because they opened that wide door. By them being white, they made the door bigger for me to walk through with my
family. Wah, bah, 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 boom. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. 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 I got a gal named Sue. She know just what to do. I got a gal named Sue. She know just what to do. She rock me to the east. She rock me to the west. She's the gal that I love best. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. 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 I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drive me crazy. I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drive me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. 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 Oh Rudy, the Hooty Fruity, oh Rudy, the Hooty Fruity, oh Rudy, the Hooty Fruity, oh Rudy. Bop, bop, loom, bop, bop, bam, boom. I got a gal named Daisy, she almost drive me crazy. I got a gal named Daisy, she almost drive me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy.
I love him. That's my buddy, my baby. I love him. We are very good friends. And it was a very great loss to the music world. Elvis, he's one of the greatest performers ever lived in this world. And electrifying, elevated. Oh, he's just, you can't say enough. He's just beautiful. All right. I love Elvis.
Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. I'm fooling about my money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go, have a time. It's Saturday night, baby, and I'm feeling fine. I wanna rock it. I wanna rip it. I wanna shake it up. I wanna ball it up. I wanna rip it up. Having a balling night. Well, I got me a date and I won't be late. Her up in my 88, she ain't going down by the social hall. When the joint starts jumping, I'll have a ball. I wanna rock it up. I'm gonna shake it up. I'm gonna rip it up. Gonna ball it up. I'm gonna rip it up. Having a ball tonight. I'll be flying high. I wanna go out in the open sky. But I don't care if I spend my dough. Cause tonight I'm gonna be the one. I have a soul. I wanna rock it up. I wanna live it up. I wanna shake it up. Gonna ball it up. I wanna live it up. And a ball tonight. But it's Saturday night and I just got paid. I fool about my money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go, have a time. Tonight, baby, I'm gonna feel it fine. I'm gonna rock it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it up. I'm gonna ball it up. I'm gonna rip it up. Having a ball tonight.
I'm gonna tell A. Mary.
Wait a minute, man. I ain't ready to tell A. Mary nothing yet. Wait a minute.
I won't tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John.
Sally from 1970, Elvis cover Little Richard, and there's one more song.
All right.
Of Little Richard that Elvis recorded.
Okay.
We're going to hear that right after this, baby.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Ready, set, go, man, go. I got a gal that I love so. I'm ready. Ready, 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 ready.
sweetie pie. She's my rock and roll baby, she's apple of my eye. Ready, 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 I'm ready. Rock and roll out of flat top cats and the dungaree dog. I headed for the gym to the sock hop ball. My joints really jumping, the cats are going wild. I'm using the rest of my day to play the fire. Ready, 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 I'm ready. Ready, ready, I'm ready. Ready, ready, I'm ready, 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 ready to rock and roll. And the dungaree dog. I headed for the gym to the sock hop ball. The joints to the jump and the cats are going wild. The music to listen to my daddy crazy ride. Ready, 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 I'm ready. Ready, 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 I'm ready. Ready, 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 I'm ready, ready, ready to rock and roll. Gonna kick off my shoes, roll up my faded jeans, grab a rock and roll, baby, pour on the steam. I shove it to the left, I shove it to the right, gonna rock and roll to the end of the night.
He definitely had a style of writing, didn't he, Little Richard?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And Elvis, you know, showed that with his versions of his Little Richard songs.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Little Richard's were a little bit different. They weren't just like, they sounded similar, but yet totally different songs.
Mm-hmm.
And Elvis always made other artists' music his own.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
And other artists that interpreted Elvis's songs made them their own, and I think that's what he would have liked.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, you think about these classics, though. I'm picturing Little Bono or Little Elton or Little Mick or Little Robert Plant sitting there listening to these records, dreaming of picking up a guitar and playing and becoming a rock and roll star. And many of them did, as I just mentioned, those names alone.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one I mentioned was Robert Plant.
Right, right.
Mr. Led Zeppelin, right?
You know, Robert, obviously, he's from England.
Yeah.
So he grew up listening to the BBC.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, the BBC of his time just wasn't interested in playing anything that young people wanted to hear.
Of course.
So the first time that he heard Elvis, he said something happened. And he compared it. Elvis, for the first time, was like an opiate.
Right, right.
So he compared it to a drug, which is quite interesting.
Sure, I get it, I get it.
Yeah, but he said there was a sort of a haze behind the English ballads of the time that the BBC was playing. But the one thing they did have on Sundays, they had a show that was called Two-Way Family Favorites.
Okay.
And what would happen is a serviceman would call in from wherever they were deployed, and they would request for the BBC to play a song with a message to mom and dad. He said one day a serviceman called in and he requested Hound Dog.
Oh, my.
And he said, that's when I heard Elvis for the first time. He said, that's when I locked in. That's when I felt like it was an opiate.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and of course, we've told the story before of Zeppelin meeting Elvis, and they did go on to see him several times in Vegas, and his favorite memory is telling Elvis that he uses Love Me. Yeah, he uses Love Me as a sound check. And he said, I told him that because I was hoping he would sing it and that I could sing with him.
Right.
He really wanted to sing with him, but he said instead, Elvis said goodnight and started to walk off. But he said, but as soon as he walked through the door to the room, he swung back out again, like hanging on to the door jamb and started singing it. And then Robert said he did finally get his dream where he could join him in the ballad. So,
and he'll never forget that, will he?
Nope.
All right.
Singing with your hero.
Gotta love it. All right. Neil Diamond reached number 4 in 1969 with Sweet Caroline.
Yeah.
And he also wrote another song called The Grass Won't Pay No Mind. Oh, now, that wasn't as big a hit.
Oh, should have been.
But it was a great, well-written song.
Yeah.
And, of course, Mr. Presley heard that. And, well, you know what happens after that.
Listen easy, you can hear God calling, walking barefoot by a stream. Come unto me,
softly falling on my face as in a dream. And the time will be our time, and the grass will be no mind. Saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking down upon our sides. My lips touch you with their soft wet kisses, your hands gentle in reply. And the time sound. The moment we're living is now. Now, 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 now. Young birds flying and the soft wind blowing cools the sweat inside my palms. Close my eyes, you lay sleeping in my arms, and the time will be our time, and the grass will be no more. No, the grass won't.
I was awed. He was an amazing, amazing live performer. He was electric, and he was wonderful. And halfway through his show, he introduced me. I was in the audience, and he introduced me. And, you know, it's like, and the God is saying, oh, stand up. I like this person in the world. Why don't you meet him? And my God, and, you know, so I stood up. And then the audience started to cheer, and they started to say, get up on stage and, you know, sing together, you know. No, I couldn't possibly. It's, and he saw I was uncomfortable. Then he said, "Well, he's on holiday now, so leave him alone. Let him enjoy the show." And they did.
I recorded a song last year. It was a beautiful song. The guy's name was Neil Diamond. I'd like to sing the song for you now. Can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Oh, wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching high. Touching me, touching you, oh, sweet Caroline. Good times never seemed so good. Oh, I've been trying to believe I never would, and now I look at tonight, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. Oh. And when I hurt, burden runs off my shoulder. How can I hurt when holding you?
hold warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
That's a good song.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure Neil was very pleased with what he heard when Elvis recorded it.
Oh, my gosh. How could you not be?
Well, I know one young lady was in the crowd when Elvis sang a couple of her songs.
Yeah?
And she basically said she almost peed her pants.
Oh, who's that?
And she said it's Olivia Newton-John. She said what a thrill it was just to hear him say her name.
Oh, I love her, too.
All right. Well, Let Me Be There was her first top 10 single in the U.S., peaking at number 6 in 1973. Then she did in 1974, If You Love Me. That was the title track on her newest album. It went to number 2 on the country charts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So cool. Elvis heard him. He heard her. He said, I like this girl. She knows how to do a song.
Wherever you go, wherever you may wander in your life, surely you know, I always want to be there. Your hand and standing by to catch you when you fall, seeing you through in everything you do. I said, let me be. You grow and going through the changes in your life. Well, that's how I know. I always want to be there whenever you feel you need a friend to lean on.
Let me take you to that wonderland that I own. You can share all.
Elvis did not hang around with a lot of Hollywood people or other musicians.
No, he didn't.
He left very few of those people in his world. But one he did leave in was Tom Jones.
Right, yep.
We're going to hear from Tom and hear a great song that Elvis recorded that Tom did first.
Yeah.
I think you know what it is.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't, folks, stick around because it's next.
You know, I met him in 1965, the first year that I came into the business.
Yeah.
He was coming towards me. It was at Paramount Studios. I had gone there to talk about a song for a movie, and they said, Elvis is here today, and he'd like to say hello. Well, I didn't know that he knew that I existed.
Yeah.
And I had a ballad out called With These Hands.
Yeah.
And Elvis was walking towards me singing With these hands. You know, he used to do this. And I thought, if the boys back home could see me now. Because when I used to sing in pubs and clubs in Wales, right?
Yeah.
And I used to sing a lot of Elvis Presley songs, you know. And I said, I'll meet Elvis one day. And fellas used to say,
Tom, we love you and everything, but please.
You know, and I said, I'm telling you, I will meet. And so when I was shaking his hand, you know, all these guys' faces were flashing in front of me. It was tremendous.
The old hometown looks the same as I stepped down from the train, and there to meet me is my mama and my papa. Down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green grass of home. Yes, Nell, come to meet me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly. Oh, it's good to touch the green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old oak tree that I to play on. Down the lane I'd walk with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green grass of home. Yes, and smiling sweetly, oh, it's good
touch the green, green grass of home. Then I awake and look around me at four gray walls that surround me. And I realize I was only dreaming. There's a guard and there's a saddle, padre. Arm in arm, we'll walk at daybreak again. I'll touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, and they'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree as they lay me beneath the green, green grass of home.
All right, I got some interesting information about the next song and, okay, and the artist. We're doing Roberta Flack, First Time Ever I Saw Your Face.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she was not the first to record this song. Ewan McCall was the first in 1957.
Right.
The song was also recorded by the Kingston Trio,
uh-huh,
Peter, Paul, and Mary, Gordon Lightfoot, and, ooh, Harry Belafonte.
Right, right.
Roberta added the song to her 1969 debut album,
mm-hmm,
but she didn't release it as a single. Clint Eastwood, however, had the album, and he really dug the song.
Clint Eastwood?
Clint Eastwood,
okay,
heard it. So in 1971, he wanted the song in his new film, Play Misty For Me.
Oh, wow.
And it gave the song a lot of exposure, so Atlantic Records released it then as a single.
Uh-huh.
It went to number one and stayed there for 6 weeks.
Okay, wow.
A song she had not intended to be a hit, became,
yeah,
a hit. Because of Go Ahead, Make My Day.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Elvis recorded his version in 1972.
Wow.
We're rolling.
Yeah. Okay, this is a limb.
Sound like a nightclub, Miller's mic.
The first time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and stars were the gifts you gave to the dark and the empty skies, my love, to the dark and the empty skies. The first time ever I kissed your palm, I felt the earth move in my hand, like the trembling heart of a captive bird that was there at my command, my love, that was there.
Thank you.
Thomas has that beautiful song. I'd like to sing it for you now. I just can't help believing when she smiles up soft and gentle with a touch of mystic morning and a promise of tomorrow in her eyes. I just can't help believing when she's lying close beside me and my heart beats with the rhythm of her sighs. This time the girl's gonna stay. This time the girl is gonna stay for more than just a day. Well, I just can't help believing when she slips her hand in my hand and it feels so small and helpless and my fingers fold around it like a glove. I just can't help believing when she's whispering her magic and her tears are shining on me sweet with love. This time the girl
this time the girl is gonna stay
for more than just a day. More than just a day.
Yeah.
I just can't help believing when she puts her hand in my hand and it feels so small and helpless that my fingers fold around it like a glove. She's whispering her magic and her tears are shining on me, sweet love. This time the girl's gonna stay.
Blueberry Hill.
where I find you. The moon stood still on Blueberry Hill. It lingered until my dreams came true. The wind in the willow blows sweet melody.
Is the heartfelt first book in an inspirational series of spiritual wellness.
The operator upstairs doesn't make mistakes. You're not a mistake. You're here for a reason. You are loved, you are important, and you're needed in this world. And no matter how dark of a space you think you're in, you can get your life back, and you deserve to be happy.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
Chariot come down, he's attacked into the terminal zone.
a smoking song right there.
Ooh.
And I'm going to give you a little bit more information about that song, something kind of interesting, in a minute.
Okay.
But before that, welcome to hour number two of Blue Suede Connection, everybody. Today we are doing the covers show, Elvis's versions of different artists that he admired.
Yeah.
He liked their tunes, liked their writing style, whatever. He decided, I'm going to do that song, and that's what it's all about today.
Mm-hmm.
And coming up in a little while, we are all Elvis fans listening, obviously.
Yes.
And we all love different songs Elvis recorded. But once in a while, we'll hear another song by another artist. We'll think, man, I wish Elvis would have recorded that.
Exactly.
You're going to talk about that in a little while, right?
Mm, I am. I'm excited.
All right,
some
so
good
am
songs
I.
on here.
I'm curious to hear the list. So we're going to continue with the covers today, as I said. Now, Promised Land, the song we just kicked it off with, that was written by, of course, the late, great Chuck Berry.
Yes.
When Chuck wrote this song, he wrote it to the medley of the Wabash Cannonball. I never knew that.
Oh.
But now that I hear the song in my ear, I'm thinking,
now you can't
rumble
un-hear
and
it.
Roar, the Wabash Cannonball. Yeah,
you
I get it now. I get
un-hear
it.
It now.
Yeah, you can. You can't not hear it now. Oh, I ruined it for you.
Oh, man, you ruined it for me.
Chuck recorded that in 1964. Originally, it peaked at number 41 on Billboard in January of 1965.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to do a Chuck set here. We're going to do Johnny B. Good. Chuck originally recorded that in 1958. That went to number 2 on the Red Hot R&B charts.
Okay.
And, of course, Memphis, Tennessee, recorded in 1959. That went to number 6 in the U.K. Johnny Rivers actually had a bigger hit with that in the U.K. in 1964. It went to number 2.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, Monkey Business. You got to get Monkey Business in there.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
released in September of 56 by Chuck.
Yeah.
And it was Billboard Magazine's most played R&B song on jukeboxes in 1956.
Nice.
Pretty interesting stuff, huh? All right, let's kick it off with the one we talked about, Johnny B. on Blue Suede Connection.
The Hilton Lounge in Las Vegas. Somebody came and handed me a note and said Presley and Sammy Davis was in the audience, you know. And of course that makes you get on your P's and Q's and play some of your new stuff or whatever, you know. And I did. And near the end of the number and the show, they did a little step in the high out.
Give me Memphis, Tennessee. you're trying to run me up a creek, you can shove it up. Shove it up your creek. All right.
When I return, oh, smiling, you will steal your heart away. Why, I killed a boy. Who ever heard of him? Help him, somebody.
God almighty. God almighty. Why, hey, turn on a mic.
The boy's squirrely.
Why? He's getting that way. Oh, okay, here we go. It's 10.
Who ever heard of it?
No one. And the one and the pig.
Salesman talking to me, trying to run me up a creek. Said you can buy it, go on, try it, you can pay me next week. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Blonde hair, good looking, trying to get me hooked, want me to marry, get a home, settle down, or write a book. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Payphone, something wrong, dime gone, will mail order, so the operator for telling me a tale. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Been to Vietnam, been a fighting in the war. Army bump, army chow, army clothes, army car. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. I'm working in the filling station, too many tasks. Wipe the windows, check the tires, check the oil, dollar gas. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Blonde haired, good looking, trying to get me hooked, want me to marry, get a home, settle down, or write a book. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business.
I think it's safe to say Elvis and Jerry Reed were having fun during these sessions, huh?
It sure sounds like it.
Elvis
yeah.
was in full colorful self right there, wasn't he?
It was kind of like he was entertaining Jerry.
I think he was. And Jerry was laughing right along with it.
Uh-huh.
Jerry was making his own little sounds and this and that. Anyway, that's our Elvis. That's why we love him. All right, we mentioned Tom Jones earlier, how Elvis didn't friend a whole lot of people in the mm-hmm, world mm-hmm. of entertainment but and bring them into his circle, but he brought Tom Jones in. Another guy he brought in was Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers.
Right, right.
Blue-Eyed Soul, they were called.
Mm-hmm.
They had many great hits, and of course Elvis recognized them and wanted to do his versions, but their biggest, I think, is Love and Feeling.
Mm.
What do you think?
Yeah, beautiful.
Here's Bill.
I was recording in Memphis, and I it must have been about 68 or 69. I'd record during the day with Chips Moman, and one of Elvis's guys would come and get me at night and take me to Graceland. And it was just great. So we'd hang out and have dinner, and he said, tonight we're going to go to the movie show, rent the theater, so it was just us. And so we walk outside to go to the theater, and there's Elvis's limo. So Elvis said, Bill, you know, you get in the back. I got in the back seat. Elvis and Priscilla got in the front seat. And we're going down the driveway. And Elvis is driving. And we go and we get down to the gate where there was always about 200 screaming people. And the gate opens. And here comes Elvis's limo. and we go through the gate, and not one person looked in the front seat. Everybody looked in the back, and here I am. And I've never seen so many disappointed people in my life.
Play it, Jerry.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You try hard not to show. In your eyes when I reach out for you.
What that Bill shared.
Him that in the back was, of the I've never seat. Heard that before. That's hilarious. That nobody looks at the driver.
No, poor Bill. Nah. I feel bad for Bill, though.
I know. He's like, nobody looks at
yeah,
me.
Yeah, well, you haven't heard the last of him because there's one more really big song that by the Righteous Brothers that Elvis did.
Oh, yeah.
And again, if you don't know what it is, stick around. You'll find out right after this.
Through his deeply personal insights, Stan fought his way back to health. This raw story offers an encouraging look inside obesity.
I think we all have a giant in us. We all just have to control that giant. You know, your giant might be drugs. Your giant might be something else. Some have been able to tame that giant from the beginning, and many haven't. I was one who lost control and let the giant control me, but I got it back.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold. Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
He was a really, really good guy. And the great thing was is that, like, when he would be getting ready for his midnight show and I would be sitting in my dressing room, he would call a lot of times and say, Bill, come down to the dressing room. And I would go down, and it would be just Elvis and his hairdresser. And so I would, you know, Elvis and I would sit there, I don't know, probably 40, 50 times, just sit, him and I. So I really got to know Elvis, not, you know, the Elvis Presley. We really had some great one-on-one time, and we were both huge fans of Roy Hamilton. And his favorite song was Unchained Melody by Roy Hamilton, not the Righteous Brothers. So I really got to know him really, really well and very comfortable about, you know, just a couple of guys sitting and talking.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for.
Gives you chills. Ooh. Every time you hear it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Amazing, amazing voice to the very end. It was a gift. Absolutely. He had, he never lost.
Yeah, that was his God-given gift.
All right. Well, you know, there's not too many people in the world of music that can rival Elvis.
Right.
There's a couple big names that are up there with him. Of course, Michael Jackson and Sinatra and people like that. But the Beatles, you got to give them credit. Love them or hate them, dislike them or just like them. They were amazing writers, amazing artists, musicians all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
All four of the Beatles, though, admired Elvis.
Right.
All four pretty much say he's what got them going. And you're going to hear the Beatles sit now, and you're going to hear from each Beatle individually. We're going to start with Paul. After Paul, you're going to hear Ringo. And you're going to hear George after that. We'll end it with John.
Okay.
All right. Here's our Beatles set, done by Elvis. But first, here's Paul.
Elvis was probably the big influence. And then I think he's like one of the world's greatest vocalists. I mean, he was a heck of a voice, Elvis.
It was that good at that time.
I think so. Yeah, I was a major, major fan.
My version of
Yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she can't do what I know she would say. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she can't do it, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
You know, with this guy, I mean, he felt like the first teenager. You know, he was like the first guy my age, a little older, but closer to my age, doing rock and roll. And I thought, this is great. And I loved his voice, actually, and I loved the songs.
Hate you, don't be a fool. Take a sad song and make it better. The minute you let it into your heart, then you can start to make it better. Hate you, don't let me down. Take a sad soul and make it better. The minute you let it into your heart, can start to make it better. Let it out and let it in. Hate you, begin to make it the world a little better. Don't you know that it's a fool who plays in making this world a little better. Hate you, don't let me down. Take a sad song and make it better. The minute let it into your heart, then you can start to make it better. Let it out and let it in. Hey, to begin to make it the world a little better. Don't you know that it's a fool
who plays it cool and taking the world up on his shoulder. Hey Jude, don't let me down. Take a sad soul and make it there. The minute you let it into your heart, then you can start to make it
impact upon me just because I'd never heard anything like it. I mean, coming from Liverpool, we didn't really hear the very early Sun records. The first record I can remember hearing was probably the big hit by the time it got across the Atlantic. It was Heartbreak Hotel, Heartburn Motel, as Elvis called it.
The Beatles songbook, ladies and gentlemen. Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. Don't want to leave it now. No, I believe in how. Something in the way she smiles. I don't need no other lover. Something in her style that shows me. Don't want to leave it now. You know I believe it now.
Thank you.
I don't need no other lover. Something in a style that shows me I don't want to leave it now. You know I believe in how.
You know, you went to see those movies with Elvis when we were still in Liverpool, and you'd see everybody waiting to see him, right? And I'd be waiting there too. And they'd all scream when he came on the screen. So we thought, that's a good job.
That's what you would call an impromptu version right there. Elvis is in the studio goofing off.
Yep.
There in 1970. Lady Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
That was a long set, but he covered a lot of Beatles songs, and he really appreciated good writing.
Of course. Yeah.
And, of course, their musicianship stands on its own. But
mm-hmm.
All right. We hope that you are enjoying Blue Suede Connection out there and our party. We throw this party every week, in case you didn't know that, if you were just now discovering us.
Welcome if you're just now discovering us.
Welcome.
You're about 5 years late, but welcome. No,
that's
just
right. Well, we hope to go another 5 years, so you got lots of parties to attend.
Yeah.
But if you are enjoying this show, you're having a good time, you have a favorite song, we do listener request shows once in a while. Call us and tell us your favorite song. Or
absolutely, yeah.
Just tell us whatever you want to tell us. Just don't make it real long. You know, try to keep it like a minute or less if you can.
But
talk to us. Let us know about yourself. And T.L.'s going to tell you how to do all that.
So phone number is 540-227-0514. Super easy. Call, leave a message, text, WhatsApp.
And tell them about all the other places they can find more stuff about us.
Yeah, well, we're everywhere, really. Facebook.
We're like Elvis. We're everywhere.
Facebook, Instagram, YouTube's a growing channel that we have. Come on over there and have some fun with the videos.
Okay.
Yeah, Facebook is growing like crazy.
It is.
You're on Facebook. Come over there. We're having a lot of fun.
T.L., did you know a judge once called Elvis savage for undermining the youth of America?
No, did he really?
Another useful fact. Here's another unuseful fact. The most expensive jumpsuit that Elvis wore, of course, is the American Eagle.
Right.
At the time, in 1973, it cost $65,000. Today, it will cost four times that amount.
Isn't that crazy?
That's a lot of money, honey. Huh?
Mm.
All right, the killer himself is coming up next, and Elvis is going to cover the killer right after this.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, you're so cute when you get frustrated.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
just respect him as for what he was, the first in the big rock and roll era to break it open for everybody. So the king of rock and roll, you know. And, well, I first heard Elvis Presley in about 1955, I believe, with a record called That's All Right, Mama, in Blue Moon of Kentucky. And when I heard this, I said, well, now, there is my style of music. And I like losing Elvis Presley, but it's like losing a brother. And we had a lot of good times together, and I guess I knew Elvis pretty well, about as well as anybody.
One, two, three. I said, come on over, baby, a whole lot of shaking going on. Shaking going on. Yeah, we ain't faking. A whole lot of shaking going on. I said, come on over, baby. We got chickens in the barn. Who's born? What born? My born. They come on over, baby. We got the bull by the horn. Yeah, we ain't faking. A whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah, I said, shake, baby, shake. I said, shake, baby, shake now. I said, shake, baby, shake. I said, shake, baby, shake. We ain't making a whole lot of shaking going on. I said, come on over, baby, a whole lot of shaking going on. I said, come on over, baby, a whole lot of shaking going on. We ain't making a whole lot of shaking going on. With my mama said, shake, baby, shake. I said, shake, baby, shake out. I said, shake, baby, shake out.
Shake, baby, shake. I said, shake, baby, shake. All right, I said,
tell you what. I bet Jerry Lee wished Elvis hadn't recorded that.
Oh, he could have never hit them notes, that's for sure. He didn't have that kind of a voice.
Yeah, I bet he wished Elvis hadn't recorded that, but we're glad Elvis recorded it,
that
right?
That was awesome, yeah.
And there's a lot of songs we wish Elvis had recorded.
Absolutely. So this comes from CleverJourneys.com. Now, I have to say this. I'm a little disappointed in the list, the overall list of the song. However, super pleased with number one spot.
All right.
They polled 3,400 Elvis fans to ask them, what song do you think Elvis should have recorded or could have recorded?
Okay.
And in their list, they compiled their top recommendations that fans gave. Now, I'm just going to run through some until we get to, like, the top five. I'll slow down.
Okay.
So, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
I can hear that.
Can you? There Goes My Baby.
Yeah.
How about this one? In the Still of the Night.
Ah, that'd be different. That'd
yeah,
be different.
Right? Sleigh Ride. I'm not sure what that is. What is that? Is that a Christmas song?
A Lovely Wonderful Sleigh Ride.
Oh, okay. That's a Christmas song. Annie's Song?
Yeah, John Denver.
Yeah, that was a, that's a Candle in the Wind. I think he would have. That was a good one. To Love Somebody.
Right. That'd be good.
Okay.
Bohemian Rhapsody. Queen, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. You think?
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that. Delilah, which is Tom Jones. Yeah. You could have done that one. Peace of My Heart.
Right.
Okay. Let It Be.
Okay. Definitely.
Yeah. Shake a Hand.
He did do that.
I know. There's the number one problem I have.
They didn't
Where
know
did
that.
They get this song? Yeah. They didn't know that. Okay. Rock and Roll is King.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. Don't Pull Your Love.
Don't Pull Your Love.
Yeah.
Honey.
Yeah,
yeah,
maybe,
okay.
Yeah. Maybe. The Lighthouse.
Yeah.
One Pair of Hands.
Yeah.
Okay. Brown Eyed Girl.
Right.
I Love a Rainy Night. I think that would have been
Eddie
good.
Yeah, Eddie Rabbit. That
right,
would work.
Right. Now here's top five. I Fall to Pieces.
Okay, that's kind of
He Stopped Loving Her Today.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Old Rugged Cross.
Huh.
And can you guess what the number one was?
No idea.
I Will Always Love You, which I
the
do
The one he was supposed to
yes,
record.
Yes. And again, Colonel I don't know
Parker.
Who these people are because they have a song listed that he did do.
Right.
And they don't know the story behind I Will Always Love You
and,
for he wanted to
and
do.
Who made this list? Where did it come from?
This comes from CleverJourney.com.
All right. Well, if you have a quarrel, folks, tell them, not us. All right. Bob Dylan said this, T.L., the biggest thrill of his life, the biggest thing that made him the happiest was Elvis Presley recording one of his songs.
Yeah, yeah.
If today was not in this highway, if tonight was not in this trail, if tomorrow wasn't such a long time, then lonesome would mean nothing to me at all. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, if I could hear her heart softly pounding, only she was lying by me, then I'd lie in my bed once again. I can't see my reflection in the water. I can't speak the sound that show no pain. I can't hear the echo of my footsteps. I can't remember the sound of my own name. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, if I could hear her heart softly pounding,
If only she was lying by me, then I'd lie in my bed once again. There's beauty in the silver singing river. There's beauty in the sunrise in the sky. But none of these and nothing else could match the beauty that I remember in my true love's eyes. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, if I could hear her heart softly pounding, only she was lying by me, then I'd lie in my bed once again. If today was not an endless highway, if tonight was not an endless trail, if tomorrow wasn't such a long time, then lonesome would mean nothing to me at all. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, if I could hear her heart softly pounding, for only she was lying by me, then I'd lie in my bed once again.
Folks, we gotta say goodbye. It's that time of the day once again.
Absolutely.
But before I say those famous words at the end, TL, any words for our friends who attended our party this week?
No, nothing.
Nothing for our friends who attended the party?
I don't believe you. I'm only kidding. Right. I've always got something. You should see his face, people.
Yeah, threw me off a little bit there. That's hard to do.
No. As always, I love you guys. I thank you for being with us. You are the best part of what we do, so come hang out with us on all of our little spots that, you know, we like to hang around.
All right. We're going to do it all again next week. Say with me, TL.
Same bat time. Same bat channel. Yahoo!
All right. It was a hit for the Statlers in 1974. Elvis did it on the Today album. It's Susan, When She Tried, on Blue Suede Connection. See you next week.
I got over Charlotte Thompson, Goldie Johnson, Lord, they done me wrong. I took it hard with Peggy Harper. She hurt me bad, Lord, but not for long. There's just one I remember, makes me feel funny down inside. I'd trade them all for just an hour of Susan when she tried. Summer, when the nights
December when they play those Christmas songs. So if you ask me, and I don't tell you that your sweet bottom dollar I lack, 'cause there's never been one better than Susan when she cried.
Let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Yeah, Billy Sway connection.